Well, good morning. It is about 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, and this is Bradley Waldrop. I just want to have maybe a short episode today because after so many of these that I put in the can, I was on a walk this morning and I realized that I might have pigeonholed this entire podcast into something that maybe it shouldn't have been. And this is a way for you guys to learn from my own mistakes. Look, if I get started on something and I start moving forward, right, this is the initiative deal. If I figure out that maybe I did it a little bit wrong, I'm going to make some course corrections along the way. And while I used to call this thing Project Leadership for Engineers, I really believe this is going to be more like Career Secrets for Engineers and, well, in parentheses, other design professionals. And I say that sort of tongue in cheek, right? I am an engineer, so I can speak from the heart from being engineers. But I also know that other architects and other design professionals are probably in the same place that I'm in, where we went to school for one thing and we find out that our career is maybe something completely and totally different, or maybe it's not completely and totally different, but the education was sort of the gateway drug to get you into a career that is multifaceted, goes way beyond your education, and you feel like maybe there was just a scratch at the surface for all those years that you paid good money regularly to get through. So we are going to be renaming this, and renaming this, I need for you to go to a different podcast and subscribe to it. I will need for you to subscribe to Career Secrets for Engineers. You'll be able to see that. It's a very similar album cover, at least for now. Who knows when you're listening to this? Maybe it's years later and the album cover is completely and totally different, but it kind of is what it is. Take a look at that, and we will do everything we can to fit the mold in this Career Secrets for Engineers. And here's why. I really do have this huge passion. Mike, I sort of have a cause, and my cause is to be able to tap into design professionals early on in their career, maybe midway through their career, and help them get to a new place in their career that's not limited by the myopic sort of understanding of what our education was, what problems we continue to try to solve for our clients. I would like for us as a community to be able to change the world for the better with a solid set of math and science skills behind us, and as a foundation to start stacking in leadership, start stacking in business development, start stacking in business operations, start stacking in those career items that and risk analysis and all that other stuff that I think is really important. And I want to be able to also interview folks who have these sort of nuggets of gold that they've figured out over their career and allow us to start to learn from them so that we don't have to learn all of the hard lessons all by ourselves. So with all of that, man, I really appreciate you're here. I really appreciate that you're going to commit to go to Career Secrets for Engineers. And with that, we're going to sign off on this channel, and we're going to pick up on the next one. Take care of yourselves and build an amazing team.